BC Hydro is about to fell a swath of trees on the western edge of Langley's Burden Lagoon, causing consternation among local nature lovers and birders. Members of the Langley Field Naturalists, LFN, and residents around the lagoon have been calling for Hydro to change its plans, which are part of a major expansion of the facility. "We understand that there's a growing need for clean electricity," said Lillianne Fuller of the LFN. "But they are hoping for a solution that will allow trees on the western edge of the lagoon to stay in place." Burden Lagoon is a large pond on the western edge of Langley City, near 53rd Avenue. It's surrounded by a walking trail that connects to trails through the Nicomeco floodplain in Langley City and Surrey. "Hundreds of people come here every day to walk, to get away from city life, to observe the wide range of birds and waterfowl, and for children to feed the ducks," said neighbor Sandy Hannawal. "It is a small oasis of refreshment with its quiet, peaceful atmosphere." Just to the west of the lagoon, on the Surrey side of the municipal border, is the BC Hydro McClellan substation. According to BC Hydro's fact sheet on the project, the McClellan substation serves 49,000 customers in the Surrey and Langley area by converting high-voltage electricity to the standard voltage for local and household use. The planned upgrades will accommodate the increasing demand for power in the fast-growing area. "Old equipment will be replaced, and an entirely new transformer will be built on the southwest side of the site. That is land already owned by BC Hydro, but which has been vacant and covered in trees for many years." Burden Lagoon is a fairly shallow body of water, and it suffered fish die-offs during hot weather, Hannawalt noted. "It needs the tree canopy for cooling," she said. Locals have been contacting Langley City, the City of Surrey, and BC Hydro. Hannawalt said she was hoping a 2-meter buffer of trees could be left in place. According to BC Hydro, there will be trees left in place along the site's eastern side, closest to Burden Lagoon. "We are retaining considerable existing vegetation along our eastern property line where it is safe to do so and does not interfere with our construction site," said BC Hydro spokesperson Kyle Donaldson. "In the southeastern corner of our property, towards Burden Lagoon, we are currently able to retain larger trees and more vegetation that does not interfere with our construction site. Clearing of the rest of the site is expected to take place this summer," he said, "with several hundred trees to be removed for the new transformer and power lines. We are only removing what we need to remove in order to accommodate the expansion work," said Donaldson. BC Hydro is also planning for replanting and is looking at options for planting trees elsewhere in the area, and will have a landscaping and restoration plan after the substation is complete. Burden Lagoon was not always a nature park. Until the mid-1970s, it was a sewage lagoon for Langley City. After upgraded sewage treatment began, it returned to a natural state and became a habitat for birds and waterfowl.